Hey everyone, Late Night Gaming Cast. We're a weekly podcast that talks about all types of gaming, from board games to card games and of course video games. We delve into the world of gaming and the community surrounding it. I'm your host, Ben.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
And today we have a special guest for you, Ashley.
Hey guys, my name's Ashley.
This week we have for you Pokemon. It's going to be everything Pokemon, from the card games, board games, and of course the video games, obviously. First, before we get into any of that, Ashley, give a little background to yourself, into your gaming experience, when you started, or just really what you like.
Okay, well, as a kid, I think the first memory that I have of even playing video games was with my mom and dad playing Zelda. And my mom would actually grid everything out and go like, oh, this stuff's here and that stuff's there. But, oh, man, you know, and it was just like, it was a crazy, intense experience.
You know that came with a map, right?
I don't know if my mom knew that.
No one cheats, but... Ben. No one cheats.
Came with a map?
That came with a map in the box.
She cardographed that shit.
I've got the map.
This is she made her own map. My mom was badass.
Games were hard back then. I quote
they were
that.
Harder than
I quote that. I think they were. I think they were. They were. I think it was an artificial difficulty.
Yeah, it was the non-ability to save difficulty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, the non-ability to save, the fact that you had to use a map out of the box. You didn't have a compass telling you to Bravo, go to this point. Plant a bomb and you're this meters from it.
Or there's no 500 page guide on what to do.
Yeah.
No waypoint on your radar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So how would that work in Zelda? Bravo 1. It's dangerous out there. Take this with.
What, can't you what's a call sign for grenades? Z? Zed, right? Or like
Zulu.
Zulu. Zulu 1. Go, oh, his name was Link. Anyways, continue on.
Yeah, so there's that. I played WoW for like 80 billion years. Blood Elf Hunter, what? Yeah,
oh,
no.
God.
That was, hey, I rated shit. I had fun. It was great. And then I took my life back in 2010. No, 2008. I took my life back. It was great.
2 year difference.
Yeah. Hey, like, no, it's totally, yeah.
It's like quitting smoking. The earlier you do it, the better you are right. On, you know, later on in life.
Except for those first few weeks.
Yeah.
You're
those
dying.
Those first few weeks, you're just punching kids and like,
I want to raid, damn it.
Max Robbins, I got the jitters.
I just want to kill a Murloc.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, what about like board games? Anything like that?
Board games?
Board games, card games, you know, something
I think
like that.
That, I mean, I play Magic pretty frequently. Board games, I think we're playing a new board game like every week or two.
Nice.
We just started playing Small World, which is great. It's basically you have different race sort of attribute combinations. And so you place out on the board and you're trying to take over territories and gain points as you progress through the game.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we might have to check that out for 1 week. Actually,
I would recommend it.
Nicely done. We can have you back.
Oh yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, what recently have you been playing? What have you been up
Pokemon
to?
Pokemon X, dude.
Of course. And that's the reason that we are doing a Pokemon theme. What about like what in X have you been doing? Have you just been playing the game, or have you been doing anything special?
Well, I've been going through the game, and I kind of want to go back and redo some things, but I caught an Eevee, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Yes.
You caught an Eevee?
Oh, yeah, yes. I did.
I didn't even do that yet.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you're terrible. I caught like 8.
Don't worry, Jack. Neither did I.
I only have 5 game badges right now. I'm not like super far, but it's like, it's so great. It's such a great game.
Yeah, I only have 6. I'm close to 7. I must have missed the Eevee route.
Oh, dude, I got one from you. I have like 3 boxes.
One hell of an item.
Well, that's pretty much, I think that's a gist of what me, you, and Zach have been doing, because I can't say the same for Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, you don't have Pokemon. What have you been playing recently?
Does not have Pokemon.
I sleep with women. Woman. I love you. Minecraft?
Tonight is the last night of Brandon as a host.
Brandon will not sleep with women anymore.
Yeah.
Now.
We do not condone that.
Women or women.
Yeah. I will sleep alone with Putty.
Yeah, so before we get into recent games with Brandon, no, seriously, why don't you have it?
You have my 3DS.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, okay, no, totally, time. Totally yeah. Fine. No, okay, wow. So recent games, Brandon, go ahead. What have you been up to?
Just been playing a lot of Minecraft lately. It's real fun still to me, especially with the new patch and the new glass blocks.
Yeah.
Watching Zach make a Pokemon mark. Pokemon.
Pokemon
that, mark. Have you seen what he's done with that?
Yes.
The potions?
Yes, I have. It's so pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ben has a pretty nice gym, though, too.
I do. I ended up making my favorite gym out of all of them is still probably Cerulean City. Or Cerulean City.
On our way to Cerulean
City. It's not even...
It's not the right city.
It's not the right... But I made it... I'm actually... I don't play Minecraft that often. When I do, I have one big build, and honestly, I was pretty like stoked for it.
And now
I'm
you're spent.
Accomplished. Oh, so, I'm done. Yeah, yeah, I'm done playing.
Sorry, I left a man behind again.
Yeah, you did.
Left for dead bitches. I'm out of the Nether.
We both went in to farm some stuff in the Nether.
It's called Nether Quartz, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, Nether Quartz. We both went in. We went our separate ways. We decided that we were going to come back in the end.
Divide and conquer. Yeah.
Yeah. He left me.
I came back for a little while and you still weren't around and I left you again.
It was Halloween, so I think he just decided to tell me to screw off and fend for myself. He's going to get candy or something. I don't know.
Dude, jack-o'-lanterns. Zombies. Don't mess with that shit.
Is that all you've been doing?
Yeah, for the most part. Playing, of course, I guess, Kaijudo. It's not the most favorite of...
Right.
Card games.
Yeah, you can keep that to yourself.
All right, cool.
14, of course, still. I'm trying to level Paladin when I'm not playing Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're still the same level.
I'm level 42 now. Ooh. 42. It's going like one or two up.
Nice. All right, cool. Zach?
I mentioned mostly what I'm doing, Pokemon Y, Minecraft. I build a Pokemart. For any of you that do play Minecraft or watch other people that play Minecraft, I actually built Etho's automated brewing system in the Pokemart to make potions. So
that's pretty awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. And then, actually, to bring up a different game, we played Kill the Overlord at our weekly board game session. Kill the Overlord's a card game where you try to dodge being killed by the executioner.
You're all kind of like a... What's that called? A cast? The caste system. You have like a servant, you have a peasant, and then beat you have the overlord. Yeah, we always play beat the servant. Because it's
lowest class who has actually bruises on the car.
But yeah, we played that at the last board game, and we played it the weekend before. So a little bit of that, just to mix up with all the video games we're talking about.
Right. Oh, yeah. We also played, I guess Hearthstone would be considered... A video game.
It's technically a video game.
It's a half and half.
Yeah. It's a trading card game.
It's a halvesy. I'm going to call it a halvesy.
Then do you have a recent game that you've been playing that's different from what we've already named?
No. Yes.
of
course, Pokemon. And I'm pretty much the same that I was last week, except I'm about 100-some hours in now instead of 80. I have 8 badges and another 2 boxes filled with Ghastly and... Larvesta.
Oh, you're working on Ghastly now?
Yes.
Didn't know this.
Yeah, I have Modest. I can breed one for you. I've just been breeding. That's all I've been doing.
Okay, Brock.
Yeah, essentially. I should have named my character Brock.
I breed with them. I mean...
And then I've been playing Minecraft with them. And like I said, I built a Pokemon gym. And it was awesome. And I'm completely spent. I'll not play Minecraft again for another... shit.
Build another gym.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways. Oh. And also, what I've been playing, which I've been actually having a lot of fun with, I bought a Wii U probably 2-3 weeks ago now. And I bought the Legend of Zelda edition Wii U. So it came with Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. And it's awesome. Fucking love it. No joke.
It did look pretty beautiful.
Yeah. And you do not hear that word come out of Brandon's mouth that often.
No word.
It's great. I always played Wind Waker with a friend, and now I'm playing with through it by myself and just doing it by myself. Like, that is an adventure game. Because, yeah, you really have, like, no idea where to go. That ocean is so huge, you have no idea where to go.
It's interesting that you say that you bought a Wii U.
I did.
Because I just read a news article that says the original Wii has outsold the Wii U in the time from April to September.
Oh, God.
That's not good.
I'm glad I bought it.
In the news article, it says that the Wii U sold 460,000 units between April and September, while the original Wii actually sold 470,000 units.
That was about that
much. Well, for a previous console, that's a little bit...
Especially when the Wii U does everything the Wii does.
Now, hold on. Now, you can't say the same... Okay, this is the Wii's first year or second year?
The Wii, or the Wii
U? The Wii U. First year,
this is the second year for the Wii U.
The second year for the Wii U. PlayStation 2 outsold the PlayStation 3 up pretty much until they discontinued the PlayStation 2.
Well, that's interesting that you brought up last year, because these numbers are actually a third of what the Wii U did last year. So, based on that information, it might actually be 3 years.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
But he's happy with his purchase.
I'm trying to not regret it.
And if you're interested in buying a Wii U, there will apparently be a Mario, a Zelda, and a Skylander bundle coming out this holiday season. The final fact out of this news article is that the 3DS has been selling really well.
Yeah.
It has sold 3.9 million units.
Which is ridiculous.
In that same time frame that I mentioned before.
April and September. Yeah.
So this isn't even including October, which is when Pokemon X and Y came out.
Right.
And I'm guessing that number is only going to grow, because Ben has some interesting news as well.
Yeah, of course, the new Zelda is coming out. It's Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. And it's a sequel to A Link to the Past. It's a direct sequel. They're actually saying this now, which is pretty cool. And then you're going in between the light world and the dark world. What's really cool about the music in the previews or the trailers that's been going on for this new game is, if anybody followed the Skyward Sword before that came out, they had reversed the theme, and it was actually Zelda's Lullaby from Ocarina of Time. Well, if you reverse this theme in the trailer, it's actually the castle theme from A Link to the Past, which is pretty cool. I think that's that takes a lot of talent, I think, actually, to rearrange a previous song to where you can make it sound good and then turn it backwards and it's another good song. Sony just reported that they're getting rid of the media software that they had with the PlayStation 3.
I saw that as well, yeah.
Yeah, so anything that you were able to stream music, stream movies, stream TV off of your own media center in your house, they're taking that out. They're kind of going to make you subscribe to their own thing. Yeah. They're going to make you pay money.
I'm pretty sure they even said you can't have MP3s on your PlayStation and play them either. Ooh.
I didn't hear that one, but if so, Jesus.
I think that was part of the same article.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But I'm sure both launches will be rocky, because what launch isn't, honestly, but we'll see when all the dust settles which one comes out.
Final Fantasy 14 had a great launch.
No, fantastic.
It was terrible.
No launch.
We didn't even get to play.
Sales because they sold too much.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Final Fantasy 14 suspended all sales.
All of the...
No, it wasn't all sales. It was just digital.
Well, couldn't find it in stores either.
Yeah.
Because it flying off the shelves. Like, that's cool.
Didn't make it to the shelves.
It didn't.
Like,
no.
People were tackling it.
There was report of employees getting tackled and mauled outside stores for this game. That is, of course, false. And has no backing to it. So.
This isn't how you do the news, Ben.
It's Huffington Post.
That story? Not true.
Yeah.
But it was a great story, right?
So the PS4 comes out on November 15th, and when it comes with...
A bunch of games. Mainly my favorite that are coming out is Minecraft.
A bunch of games! 4. Minecraft! Which has been out for the past 7 years.
Well, I was going to say Sleeping Dogs, or whatever.
Watch Dogs,
sorry.
It's Watch Dogs. Stop breaking my heart.
Oh my God. I'm actually really excited for Watch Dogs.
See, I didn't get a PS4.
Ladies and gentlemen, now introducing your new host, Ashley. Brandon is fired.
Whatever.
Yay!
Sorry, bro.
We don't pay any We don't pay anything.
Not even beer?
We will give you beer.
Oh, damn. Hired.
That we is can do it, that. Though.
I accept.
And the also amazing game, Dive Kick.
Dive Kick. <-o. laughs>
No one knows what that game is. They should check it out.
Yes.
Literally two buttons. Yep. Left bumper and right bumper. Or whatever.
Yeah. What, whatever keys.
It's like...
Well, first of all, it's a PlayStation, so it's L1 and R1, so...
It's multi-platform.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's on computer.
It is. Okay, think of... Okay, Dive Kick, think of this. It's a fighting game, but you only use two buttons. One to jump, one to kick. That simple.
Then you have a special bar with some special abilities, and the different characters are awesome. Not only that, Uncle Sensei's tips, definitely life. You know, improving.
So check out Dive Kick. That's actually available now. I would check it out for sure, because that is a fun game. That's actually really fun to play with friends. Yeah. It's short, it's sweet, and it's just like...
Hilarious.
It's hilarious. You guys will go at it, and you'll end up just laughing.
I don't think there's a time when we ever played and didn't laugh.
No. So what else? What else you got going?
And then my favorite trading card game that I'm playing right now, Kaijudo.
Oh, God.
November 8th, Invasion Earth comes out, and they're introducing corrupted creatures.
This is a Pokemon-themed episode.
It is, but, I mean, it's news.
Please stop ruining our podcast.
You guys are using news from other stuff. You guys like Pokemon. I like children's card games.
Because Pokemon is totally for adults.
It is.
That sounded very genuine. And
Ash grew
thank
up.
You.
He got a job.
But yeah. Yeah. What's that? 20 some years later, he's still 10.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, it's only been like 16.
Well, that's because it's in Japan. They don't age well. Oh, I'm done.
And now on to our topic, Pokemon. A little history on Pokemon was created in 1996 and quickly became the highest selling game of all time, right behind Mario. Its 10th anniversary was in 2006, and it had already sold 200 million copies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are these made up facts too?
No.
Oh.
This is straight up. Obviously, Pokemon came out. It's a combination of pocket monsters. And quickly spread. In the beginning, it had 151 Pokemon. And quickly spread. Right now, we have 718 different Pokemon out there.
Yeah, but we don't care about half of them.
No.
More than half of them.
Yeah, we don't care.
Ice cream scoops.
Ice cream scoops.
And keychains.
Dangling keys.
Hey.
I mean, we don't even care about Zubat. He's in the first.
Fuck Zubat. Yeah, nobody likes him.
So, in Japan, Red and Green, which was our first two copies of Pokemon, came out on February 27th. And in America, it was September 1st of 1998. Now, America got the Red and Blue. Japanese got the Red and Green. But we will just talk about Red and Blue from now on, since that is what we played. It quickly... So, 1998 was our first dive into Pokemon. But, you know, honestly, what really kept us, like, you know, this many years later, what really kept us going with that?
Yeah, I mean, a game that came out in 98, a new game, just a release of it just came out, and we're picking it up again, playing it still.
And it's kind of, they're still going for the same target audience, and obviously in 98, we were a lot younger.
It's the same game.
It is, it is pretty much the exact same game. We're not that age anymore. Why are we still... picking it up.
I mean, they drove it in during the first game. You have to catch them all.
I still have it to this day.
You must catch them all.
Totally, I totally did in Blue. And they gave you a crappy certificate in Celadon City. It made me hate accomplishments in life. I mean, I know for me, I like the adventure. I've always liked adventure games. And this was one of those. Being a kid, as young as I was starting to play this, it was kind of like, oh, I could be a 10-year-old going out, catching random animals and fighting them with each other.
And get money.
And get money. But I don't know, I still like to do that.
It was different for me. I grew attached to the Pokemon through the show. When the games first came out, I didn't actually have a Game Boy. I was playing my friend's Blue.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have one. But I watched the show, and I really liked it. I fell in love with each Pokemon just like Ash did. And it's those ties that I still have now. I mean, I still like Pikachu.
Yeah. Yeah, you have one.
I do
have
one.
You're still using one.
Yeah, it's a level 50 some odd Pikachu.
It's still a Pikachu.
What? It's still a Pikachu.
Why didn't you evolve me? All you feed me is puffins. Tauros meat.
And even with the new Pokemon, I grew to love them too. I like my Delphox.
I'll give you that, because we all have our favorite Pokemon, yeah. I'm sure. And each one, I think, will always have in a game. I mean, it's kind of one of those, it's a childhood wonder. You have fun, you have that type of feeling like you're still a kid again for that 15 minutes a day you can play in between work and whatever else we do as adults.
Well, it's not nostalgia for me, because I grow attached to these Pokemon. We grow together and we get badges and kill, well, make other Pokemon faint.
Yeah, yeah. We don't kill them, Zach. We just brutally harm them.
To the point where you could still rescue them in a Pokemon.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, yeah.
We don't condone violence.
We have to cram them into a small spherical object first, but
dude,
then we could take
it. You know how comfy those things are. Come on, true. Look at them. They are quite fabulous when you look inside.
If a genie can fit in a lamp, I'm sure a Pokemon can fit in a ball.
They all have jacuzzis.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, see?
Pokemon.
I mean, it's digital. Maybe they go in, like, the internet. It's a series of tubes. And
they go into the internet.
When you catch a Pokemon...
Oh, that was Digimon.
This just in. I know, like, because I kind of know what you're saying. My favorite Pokemon didn't start out what it is now. It was Pidgeot in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. I
was
going to
see Vaporeon.
No, I did not like Eevee. In the first couple games, it was Pidgeot. And I always had it. And any password I had as a kid for anything was like Pidgeot 1 or something. It would always be... I know, it was dumb. But but over the years, I was like, oh man, cool. And then Glaceon came out in Evolution of Eevee. And then I just like, I fell in love with Eevee. And now it's Glaceon. And if I can't have Glaceon in a game, I kind of stop playing it. I did that with Pokemon Conquest, and I did that with Black and White too, because I couldn't get a Glaceon before
Conquest
the Elite Four.
It was fun.
It was fun. I just couldn't get a Glaceon. And not until later, at least. And so I didn't even make it there. What about you guys? Well, you have to have a favorite Pokemon, I'm sure.
Nidoking.
Yeah, Nidoking.
It's always been
for
Nidoking.
Sure. Yeah. Anytime, anything.
He was just awesome, a badass in the show. And Giovanni, of course, he's my favorite gym leader.
Yeah, he was cool. He was a leader of a crime syndicate. Like, that's what Nidoking was.
Well, I remember going when I first played Blue, you went up and then you talked to that guy or whatever and he wouldn't let you go through for some reason.
Right.
Then you turned left. Then I actually fought Gary earlier than you were supposed to. And then I killed him. And then you go into that patch of grass and there's Nidorans there.
Right.
And I was like, you know, this Pokemon's really cool. So I actually caught both of them and then leveled them up all the way and took them all the way with me. So the entire time for my first party of Pokemon had Blastoise, Nidoking, Nidoqueen, Dugtrio. I think Zapdos is the legendary bird that I kept. And I forgot the other one.
Now, you saw a Nidoran and thought, this Pokemon's really cool.
I saw the horn
opposite
on his head.
Me.
I mean, diving down and his horn's out. He's like, I'm going to horn attack you.
That's what you thought.
He looked badass. He wanted to fuck shit up.
Yeah, I always saw Nidoran and I would be like, this is, I don't want to, what is this? Like, I don't want this. Like, I don't
it's like
want,
an upgraded Rattata.
I never had a Rattata.
No one did.
Yeah. Except for the people on the Nugget Bridge. They always did.
Because they're
and
idiots.
And for some reason, they always killed something. But what about you, like, Zach, you had to have a favorite.
I hate to say that I have one favorite, but
they're all my favorites.
There are a bunch that I like more than others. Specifically Charmeleon. In the show, he was really standoffish and had
an
odd character for some reason.
He kind of has a dick on his head.
Wow.
And maybe that's why he was so upset all the time.
Yeah. He would just... Yeah.
When he goes inside of his Pokeball, Pikachu's, hey, you got a penis on your head. Ruins his day.
You're ruining Charmeleon for me.
He wanted to put a hat on, but nobody would let him put the hat on. He was really mad.
Nobody makes hats all right, like that.
Let's try Pokemon number two. I also really like Sandshrew, again, because of the anime series.
Okay.
That episode was...
Was that the one with the power brace? And like
he had a little brace on.
I remember that one, yeah.
And he had to jump into the pool.
Yep.
And I don't know.
And he withstand the water.
Dude, that was a legit
episode.
His
trainer worked him so hard. It was heartbreaking.
That was
but
love.
It taught Dude, Ash a really good love. Lesson, too.
Yes. That he had to be tough with his
That's
Pokemon.
That's like the man that beats his wife
like
and is like, this is
Tauros.
Love.
Dude. It works, doesn't it?
Oh, wait. It really does. I mean...
No, it doesn't.
That's just what I learned from TV. This is all TV stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Pokemon's great for your children.
All right, Ashley, what Pokemon do you like?
Yeah,
so
okay, yeah, let's
down.
Hear about yours. Huh?
Oh, okay, well, of the original, my favorite is Charizard. I mean, Charizard
have
is, like,
some
so
sort
angsty,
of...
and
He
you
has
know...
two penises on his head.
Hey.
But he's a badass, so he could back it up.
Yeah, he could. Well, who else? Thing. Who else?
But now... I mean, Delphox is awesome. He is a samurai sorcerer, badass
Mine's
motherfucker.
A she, and she is really cool.
I named mine Kyuubi.
I never did that. Right. I never renamed my Pokemon.
Is that like the Japanese version?
Kyuubi means nine-tailed fox, which is just kind of like, because I love Naruto.
Oh, Naruto.
I thought that would be like really a great name for him, but he's just like such a badass.
Does he have nine tails?
That would be a really good name he for nine tails.
Oh. Right.
Because,
yeah,
you know, nine tails actually, and I'm pretty sure this is why it has nine tails. Could be wrong.
One,
I have not
one,
counted them in before.
Dude, he's like standing tall and he's like, I'm gonna pull out my stick and you know what? I'm gonna blast you with a stick and then I'm just gonna stand here looking all cool in my robes and giant ass ear fur. And you're gonna sit there and die.
That's actually one of the, that's...
Is that Luchadora?
Yeah, that's one of the, I actually really don't like Delphox because of the ear hair. I was like,
I
oh, they could
the
be really
hair.
Cool. And then it's like,
oh, that Pokemon. I
yeah,
without
seen
it, though, I mean, he would look kind of wimpy. It, like, it gives him this ear of intimidation. Yeah.
Ear.
Because the ear hair.
What did you think of Brazen?
The second evolution.
The second evolution.
The one right before.
I think you called it
No,
Braxen.
There's no Z in that. It's Braxen. It's an X.
It's
an,
we
it
had,
sounded
X,
like
we
you,
had this problem.
It's an X with a Z sound, though.
It's Brazen.
I don't know about
because
that.
Because it cooks. It's Brazen.
One of us is going to win in the comments.
Yeah,
and
something.
Hopefully it's Brazen.
I hope so.
I say Braxen.
So we all have...
Braxen McGee.
So we all have our reasons for still playing this game. But let's go through... let's just go through a little of the years. We'll talk about each little game. Give our own little take on it. In October 1st of 99, Pokemon Yellow came out. What Pokemon Yellow was, it followed the anime pretty well.
Yeah, Pikachu even followed Ash.
Yeah, Pikachu followed you. Didn't like you at first. It had to grow to
like
you.
When you talk to
it
him.
Did.
I That was hilarious.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you turn around and talk to him, and then it shows the little face in the
Uh-huh. You were able to get Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur by just talking to people. And it was essentially Red and Blue together, but this one followed the anime. And it was really cool. I know I played it because I love the anime, so I was like, oh, I'm going to be Ash this time, and yeah, so.
I didn't have Blue, but I did have Yellow.
You did have Yellow.
I did have Yellow, and I played it a lot.
You played that, then. That's
Jesse and James? Were Jesse and James in Blue and Red, or were just in the Yellow?
No, it was just Yellow.
That's what
Yeah, they were given names, yeah.
Yeah, because I was happy. I was like, oh, finally James!
Right. And actually, after that, there wasn't any major Pokemon game for just a little bit, but actually right after that was Super Smash Brothers was the next major scene for a Pokemon. Pikachu was in Super Smash Brothers for the Nintendo 64.
Down B, down B.
This is why you're in charge. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, did it, Dan. yeah, and I love Pikachu. Using Thunder, that was great.
Didn't you also use Jigglypuff a lot, too?
Jigglypuff I used in Melee. I love. For some reason, it was.
Yeah, she
was
falls asleep. She does like a
the fall asleep move, and then the
roll
out. Yeah. It was roll
the
out.
The roll. That's what I remember. Now.
Yeah, because I would pinpoint where you're gonna fall down, and I would just
sleeps you, and then she does that move where she falls asleep and like knocks you out or whatever. Like,
right.
Stupid.
So
character.
So riding on this train of Pokemon success was they came out with Pokemon Pinball in June 28th, 99. And what pinball was amazing. It was a Game Boy game, and it had a giant cartridge for a rumble and a tilt feature. Mm-hmm. And it was pinball. So if you tilted the Game Boy, it would read that, and it would tilt the screen. And it would like give you a tilt, too, if you did it too hard. But, oh, God, that was a great game. You don't remember that?
How did I not play this? I didn't play it.
You did not
play it. I didn't play it. My childhood is just wrong now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley is out of the show for right No, yeah, pinball.
She's
is
leaving to buy Pokemon pinball.
Yeah, she's gonna go find it somewhere. I know. Ah, man, I still had it. Like 2 years ago, I still had it. But right after that, on July 30th, almost a month later, in 99, Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap.
That's the big one.
Oh, yeah, snap.
Which, oh man, I love Pokemon Snap. I know, Ashley, you were talking about it before.
I played it for hours.
I'm sure we all did.
Go through it and go through it again and again.
Yeah. And as a kid, we had access to the internet in 99. Not everybody had full access, or not everybody. It was AOL.
What are you getting to here, Ben?
We found out secrets either on our own or through our friends. Yeah. So, like, how to get Pokemon to come out to like take pictures
apples
of them.
At their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember Gyarados. That one was
you
cool.
I think you had to hit a bird that was carrying Magikarp to drop Magikarp into the whirlpool.
That's what it was.
Into a waterfall.
Into a waterfall, which brought Gyarados.
It wasn't a bird. It was you had to get the Magikarp over to the Mankey, who would like shoot it up to the waterfall, and then you'd be all like, "Oh, Gyarados! Whoa!"
Yeah,
it even flashed and everything. It was like,
and I remember
awesome. That's my favorite part about
one of the main things I remember. And I want to say it was an Articuno, but Jinx were dancing around an egg.
Oh,
I think you had to do something. But if you did it correctly, then something would hatch from the egg, and I want to say it was an Articuno.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved that. I remember just figuring that out, just
Moltres
doing random stuff.
The Moltres was an egg on the path, and so you had to like, you just like hit it a bunch of times with food or whatever, and it would
over.
You know,
apples or whatever.
Yeah.
I think there were apples. Huh?
And for Zapdos, you had to get Pikachu to electrocute the egg.
Yep. Yeah. That's right. That's legit. And then the secret Mew level, which like nobody knew about
level.
Unless one of your friends knew. And then everybody knew.
Because the access to the internet.
Oh my god, I saw
it. I read this on GameFAQs.
Yeah,
oh, bomber.
Yeah.
You jerk.
That was definitely a fun one. And I mean, this excelled Pokemon way past its popularity even than it was then. Because it gave all those 2D sprites of Pokemon that you had, made them 3D, put them in an environment that you saw like a little bit natural. And as a kid, that was amazing.
I think that's how I learned the word cute. Not from girls, but from Pokemon when they picked up the apple and ate it.
And you
took a picture of it and it was cute.
He took a picture.
You know what I read earlier, though, is that with Pokemon Snap, it wasn't originally supposed to be for the N64. It was supposed to be for, I don't know, whatever else. But they switched it to the N64.
Oh, good.
Because, yeah, right? Yeah, I'm so factual. But they switched it because N64 sales were way down. And then they put it in hotels. They, you know, just did this crazy whole promo thing with Pokemon Snap to boost N64 sales.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And that probably worked.
All they need to do now is
make a Pokemon Snap for the Wii U. And I think people would buy the
That's
Wii U.
That's what we're saying, how you use the controller.
Yes, you would use the controller to take that, and it would... So,
the problem is, it would come out for the Wii U and it wouldn't do anything.
This is true. You're right.
PS4.
And so, after that, in February 29th of 2000, so a little gap of Pokemon game there, Pokemon Stadium came out. And this was, it was not an adventure game. It was not a picture-taking game or whatever you want to say. It was battling. That's all it was. And that's where I started getting into battling.
That wasn't all it was. Because Pokemon Stadium also had a ton of mini games.
Yeah, you're right. I remember
the
Lickitung.
The sushi conveyor belt.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh, that was the best game.
That was good.
And the Lickitung.
Was it like the Slowbro or Slowpoke in the back?
It was Lickitung.
Yeah, it was Lickitung.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he used his big, huge tongue to be all like, sushi?
Yeah.
And you're like,
Yeah, but that was, I think that was for me, because like right now I'm huge into competitive battling, but for me that was where I was like, oh wow, I can actually pick a team to go against somebody else and think about what moves I'm going to use instead of just using like Ice Beam over and over and over. And that game really got me, because to me, yeah, the mini games were fun, but to me that's what that game was battling.
Well, I brought up the mini games because my siblings would not play games with me. They are not gamers at all. But they would play the mini games in Stadium. So it was really great.
It really was fun for, I guess, the whole family.
Did that come up before or after Mario Party? Remember, wasn't there Mario Party on...
That one I don't remember.
I don't know when that came out for... No. Did it come out for 64?
Mario Party, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have it.
Oh. I wonder if that led into that. Because I remember everyone loved the mini games.
So after the success of Stadium, Pokemon, or I guess Game Freak or Nintendo, decided that they were going to pull in their success of Pokemon and try into the card game.
How many years later is that? From the original.
Four.
4 years.
Four from the original Japanese release. Only about two from the American release. It has gained so much attention that people are ready to start playing card games now. And that got huge. The card game played like, let's say, Magic the Gathering.
No.
Well, it didn't play like, but it was a card game. The two Magic people
chime in. No.
It didn't play like Magic the Gathering, but it tried to bank off of the success of Magic the Gathering with its own take on the card game. And it still held its own view with the Pokemon. You had six that you'd have to knock out before you won. You have a bench and your active Pokemon, all that good stuff. I think me, Brandon...
I remember playing a lot.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, can't remember it now.
I had cards. I never learned how to play the game, though, back then. I just traded cards with friends.
Because it was Pokemon, why not trade it?
I remember going to Toys R Us and, on Saturday mornings, and you would, you'd have three battles or whatever. Yep. And if you won, you got, one stamp on your trainer card. But if three stamps. But if you lost, you got one, pity stamp. And you're just like,
pity stamps still counted.
Here's your pity stamp.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah. Little 8-year-old.
And then eventually... You would get a badge.
Yeah,
you'd and fill that was up your car. Like a physical badge that you could pin on things. They were like, the like you could. Yeah, ever. They were. I loved them. I did the same thing. I went to a comic book shop over where I lived, though, 10th Planet. And every Saturday morning, we'd go in, I'd play Pokemon. And I loved the card game. I had
even
like.
Played at school, too. That was.
Yeah.
I remember always going to school, even when we played the Game Boy games and with the link cables.
Yep.
And we'd be at recess, there'd be people playing basketball. What are you guys doing? Shut up.
You know what was great about that, though? Actually, that's a good point. We played it at school. And back then, you had people play it that now are like, they wouldn't even look back at it. Mm. But you still know they were crazy about it. And I know that, a lot of my friends used to do that.
I feel so bad. It was one of my good friends. He's like, "Which one should I buy?" And I was like, "Well, I got blue, and I'm really liking it. But it's your favorite Pokemon." And I told him the wrong one, and he didn't get red because he wanted Sandshrew because that was his favorite Pokemon.
Oh yeah, yep. Because each separate game, you could only it encouraged playing with a community because you couldn't catch some Pokemon on certain games.
Unless you're friends with Aaron, who found out about the trading glitch really early on.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And you would just duplicate Pokemon with the trading glitch.
Because it was with the Link. Link cable. Trade. You were able to turn off one Game Boy. So you traded it. It went through, but you still held your Pokemon that you traded.
Yep.
So
that's even how you got Mew somehow with some trading glitch, I believe.
There were so many.
Aaron!
Yeah. But, okay, so back to the trading card game, though. I mean, it was huge, and it really took off. It really took off in the beginning, and it has died down since then. They still make them. Actually, me and Zach.
We just played. And it was great, too, because I haven't actually learned how to play before, and it was a really fun game.
For such a vet that has played Magic for so many years, watching him play this, he played it like Magic.
That must have helped, because I won both games.
Yeah, you did.
Are you still looking at the same card over and over?
Yeah. he did win. It was because of Leafeon.
It might have been.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? So we went out, we bought separate decks, theme decks. I have a Glaceon deck.
If you're interested, they are Black and White, Plasma Freeze, Psycrusher.
And Frostray. Mine was Glaceon, my favorite of all time, so I was pretty stoked to play with that one, actually.
And I played with Leafeon, one of my favorite EVs.
And you wrecked me.
Really?
Well, I came close to the second one.
Yeah. And
what are you trying to say, Brandon?
Nothing.
What are you trying to say?
I'm still Flareon, even though it's apparently the worst one.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. Competitive play.
I'm going to stick to my roots, though. And I'm going to say I stick with Magic. It was really fun. It had lots of depth to it and different facets, mm-hmm. and that made it way better than Kaijudo.
Whatever. To each his own.
Got him.
I like my Raptors with helicopters and machine guns and rocket launchers.
I mean, it kept the weaknesses and resistances. Yeah. And,
just like a regular Pokemon game, but
right.
with card game.
It had energy that made it strategy more strategy based than Kaijudo would.
Yeah.
It still has possibly, the spells.
Possibly
items.
More in terms of resource strategy than magic. Resource strategy.
Yeah, because you lose the energy.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd say there's
you
no
have
more
to,
resource
you,
strategy.
You have to think more critically about where you're going to place the energy.
But on the other side, it's a little more resource. It's less resource dependent as it is in magic.
Right.
I mean, you can do. You can pull out Pokemons just as you want, and you can play their abilities really cheap. Ashley, you played the card game before. How would you compare the two?
Yes. Well, last time I actually played, I believe I was in the single digits in terms of age.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Pick a number, 0 through 9.
No, but like while you guys were playing, I was looking through a lot of the old cards that you have, Ben.
And yeah, I brought a lot of my old ones from when I was a kid, so she was
I think ahead. I mean, it just like brought up memories of all of the old promo cards. You go and see the Pokemon movie and you like,
oh, I remember that Mew card.
I have the Mewtwo card in there somewhere, but yeah.
It was like the Runic Temple Mew or something like that. Yep.
But I'd like to bring special attention to Misty's Cloyster. Misty's Cloyster is a picture of a cloister. It's labeled Misty's Cloyster. And he has, you know, just a naughty little grin on his face.
I know, it's a meal.
But also the attack.
It's a naughty little
triple cannon. Just think about it. Just think about it. And you know what? You guys should all probably go look up that image because it's great. Misty's Cloyster.
What's its special ability?
Strike that from the record.
Triple cannon.
Shell armor. Oh, that's very protected.
But with the trading card game came along a Game Boy game as well, which the same name, trading card game. And that came out, the Game Boy one came out April 10th, 2000. I know me and Brandon played that a lot.
So much.
Yeah, well, it's his birthday on April 10th. Live explode. Fireworks. Me and Brandon. You never played Zach, right?
I didn't have it. I think I played it. Probably Aaron's.
Yeah. He had everything. Ashley, did you play the Game Boy one?
I did
one?
Not.
I mean, it was just a Game Boy version of the card game. It was that simple.
You beat the club masters instead of the gym.
Yeah, instead of gym leaders, there were clubs. And you just went in and you fought with cards. It was, yeah.
So
You built decks, you got booster packs that you opened up. Like, it was insane.
So you gathered Pokemon.
Cards.
And traveled around the world.
Car. Oh, yeah.
Around town, I guess. The town.
It was a little island.
Into buildings with groups of people.
Yes.
And battled them with your Pokemon.
With cards.
And you were rewarded some sort of badge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's original.
Very original. They even had the... I think there was like an equivalent to the Elite Four, too, even.
You know how original was Pokemon four,
and then
is.
There was another guy at the very end. Like, your best friend, like, Reginald. Right. It was something like that.
So then, okay, so after all the trading card game stuff, and this is still going on while they're releasing more games, so they didn't try to ride on that anymore years, but Gold and Silver, Pokemon Gold and Silver, the new huge Game Boy game came out, Game Boy Color, mind you.
How many years later?
I know. This was in October 15th of 2000.
Versus Yellow, which was the previous one.
Yeah, in October 1st, 99. So... just a year. About a year. And this one was a huge... It didn't change too many things, but it added a lot. Like I said, color. Game Boy Color was huge. We were able to see some Pokemon, what their coloration was.
And, of course, new Pokemon.
Yeah, and, of course, new Pokemon. They went from 150 to... Oh, jeez.
Don't say a number.
Yeah. If I say a number, I'll get told I'm wrong anyway.
302.
I think...
I know. That's...
Yeah, because they added another... 150 plus...
Another one.
Yeah. Yep,
I think it's 302.
I want to say...
Don't quote me. My best educated hypothesis.
but this one... I mean, what it really did, it also brought breeding. You were able to put two Pokemon in a daycare and make them have an egg. Don't ask us how that happens. We're
that's
not doctors.
And is that when Togepi came out?
That is, yeah. And in the anime... Misty got an egg, and that was like, oh man, what's this egg? And then it hatched to a Togepi, and you're like, what is this? Yeah. But you were able
to, it's so cute.
Yeah, you were able to get that in Gold and Silver, and then it taught you more about eggs and stuff. It introduced what's called EVs, which are essentially what made a wild Pokemon weaker than a trained Pokemon, I guess is the simplest way to put it. And also, what I loved and I wish they would bring back was they let you visit the old game. After you beat the Elite Four in Johto, which was the region in Gold and Silver, they let you go to Kanto, which was Red and Blue, and they let you get all 8 badges there and go to the Elite Four there as well. And that was like 2 games in one. It was amazing. It let you see what the game was like years later, too. Everything was built up.
Yeah. Even Ash. Oh, yeah, they did have that.
Yeah, they had Ash in the game, which wasn't Ash, it's Red.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and he had like a level 80-something Pikachu. Yeah. And he wrecked everything. This was not a Pikachu. This was not a Pikachu. It was, I don't know what it was. but did you guys play it? I know.
Oh, yeah. I think I had Silver.
I had gold.
I had gold. I
remember having
Lugia's.
I thought I was like, Lugia looks like cool, like psychic.
Yeah, yeah.
Flying.
Psychic
I was like,
flying.
I don't think I've ever seen a psychic flying. So I was like, and this bird looks cooler. And Brian was like, oh, Ho-Oh looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. I don't know what he said back then. He said it looked a lot more appealing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he liked the fire flying. And I was like, they kind of already like had that.
I'm so tied to fire. So yeah, I had to go gold.
I had gotten silver, same reason. I loved Lugia. I got gold because I was a huge Pokemon fan. But because of the anime. And Ash saw Ho-Oh on the first episode. And everybody was like, oh, that was Moltres. I was like, okay. And then gold came out and I was like, dude, that's the Pokemon. I was freaking out. And so I went and grabbed that one too. You played it, right, Ashley?
Yeah, I played it. I played Soul Silver.
Oh, you played the Soul Silver.
Soul Silver.
Well, we'll get to
that
jumping.
One.
Yeah, you're jumping.
Wait,
a little bit.
What?
We're on let's, the original Silver.
Let's skip back to the 2000s.
Hold on. I'm confusing.
This was on Game Boy Color.
Yeah, Game Boy Color. Game Boy back Color. In 2000.
No, I played. Oh, so maybe I played both Silver Sun.
Probably.
Because I don't remember ever playing a gold.
It's the same game.
It really is. All
right,
the same
all right. Game. So after that, they had Hey You Pikachu. Does anybody remember
what?
That one?
Couldn't you speak into a mic?
One. Yes. It was for the Nintendo 64.
And other stuff or no?
It was for the Nintendo 64.
I did have it.
Did you really?
I think
wow.
so.
Oh my god.
All
I
the
am
shame.
So sorry.
I'm pretty sure I had
and
it.
We're going to take a quick break as we we
check
try
for
to Zach's console.
Manhood.
Yeah, we try to console Zach real fast. And we're back. Yeah, Hey You Pikachu was for the Nintendo 64 and it had an attachment where you talk into a microphone to Pikachu. Yep. And it was like
definitely had it.
It was terrible. I did not have it myself, but friends had it. God, I hated that game. It was the closest thing you could get to having a real Pokemon, and I still hated it.
I want
to
try that now.
I like my Pikachu.
Yeah, you apparently do. So after Hey You Pikachu, obviously they're making all these games. They're riding on the success of Pokemon. And sometime in the 2000s, they came out with a bunch of puzzle games that were like Bust a Move or Tetris. If you guys ever played those, it's just falling block puzzle games, Pokemon themed. But in March 25th of 2001, Pokemon Stadium 2 came out, which introduced and I guess upgraded Stadium to kind of a story mode where you go out and you fight gym leaders, but you also got to use the Gold and Silver Pokemon, which was cool.
I had that one as well. Mostly
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. And like it's just battling, you know. Obviously I have mini games, but I love the battling. I love seeing the Pokemon in 3D too.
And all the moves
awesome.
And all the actions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I hated the announcer, though. Does anybody remember the announcer?
It was kind
was
of annoying
okay
after a while.
Really? God,
after you played it so many
it's
times.
It's super effective.
Yeah, it's like seriously? Like he sounds surprised after he's seen the millionth Fire Blast. Whoa, used Fire Blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see this coming. One hit KO.
Pikachu used Thunderbolt. It's super effective. Pew, pew.
This guy really loves his job.
So Stadium 2 was great, and obviously as kids, it doesn't matter if it's the same game, we still bought it. We still played
it. It was amazing.
We bought the same game just in October.
So then after that, July 30th, 2001, came out Pokemon Crystal. And what Crystal did was just like Yellow introduced the combination of Red and Blue into one game. Crystal did the same for Gold and Silver. It gave you best of both games together with the same Pokemon, but it gave you a little bit extra storyline, a little bit extra Pokemon to catch or just look into. But also, one of the huge things for that one was it was the first game where you were able to choose whether to be a guy or a girl, which was enormous.
So the big question is, which one did you pick?
I never played it. That was the one I never played.
Is that with the legendary dog still, though?
Yeah. Suicune was the one on the cover with Crystal. Suicune, Crystal was the girl.
Raikou and Entei was the other one.
It was the.
I hated catching those jerks.
Because they'd run, right?
Yeah, no matter what, we're fleeing because we're dogs and we can't stand our ground.
Did anyone have Crystal? I didn't have it.
I didn't have it.
I had played it for a little bit. It had a little bit upgrade color, like, because it was still for Game Boy Color, but it was like the technology got a little bit better, it seemed, or they just got used to it. But everything seemed better, but I never actually owned it, which I'm kind of sad.
I forgot how we got it. When me and Brent actually shared and played it. It's kind
of
cool.
You should have just got that instead of both Gold and Silver.
Oh, well, that was a whole year later that came out. Right.
You can't wait that long.
See, that's the thing. Like, I bought Red and Blue, and then Yellow came out. I bought Gold and Silver, and then Crystal came out.
He doesn't learn.
I did not learn because I still bought Ruby and Sapphire before. So after Crystal, Ruby and Sapphire came out. And that's March 17th, 2003. That was probably the longest jump in between Pokemon games. It was 2 years. But Ruby and Sapphire added in a whole slew of brand new things. It was in full color. It was for a Game Boy Advance. We all played that, right?
Ruby and Sapphire. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Ruby.
You loved it.
It was always fun because I always had my brother with me and we'd always pick the different ones.
Right.
I was there a lot, too.
Yeah.
In 2003.
Yeah. So like I said, full color, a little bit of upgraded graphic system, so better sprites and stuff.
Well, they had a better device.
Yeah.
I loved holding the game.
A brand new landscape. Back in Gold and Silver, Red and Blue, you had Johto, Kanto, which were neighbors to each other. This one was Hoenn. It was kind of like an island type area. So brand new landscape, a lot of grass, hill, mountain, and water, I guess. A lot more than just like, a few hills and a grassland. Yay.
Bunch of Zubats.
Brand new story. Brand new story with Team Magma and Team Aqua. There was no Team Rocket. And new textures as well. New font, new textures. Just everything about it was brand new. And, of course, brand new Pokemon, which I will not try to count.
I have no idea either. I do like the legendaries in that one, though. I really like Groudon.
Kyogre. Yeah.
What?
It was Kyogre and Groudon.
Yeah. Groudon, I just really... I don't know what attracted me. I guess when you first meet him... That was really cool. I think it was like in the volcano and you gotta stop him before he blows up the world or whatever.
That was one of those where they started introducing the legendaries into the story more. Yeah. Because Lugia and Hoenn were in the story in like the Gold and Silver, but it never actually played an impact.
Yeah.
That was huge. And actually one of my second favorite Pokemon came from that game as well. Milotic. I say Milotic. Really? I think it's Milotic is how they say it, but I'm gonna say Milotic because it sounds better. But yeah, I just love that Pokemon. I don't know.
I remember you always used to have that when we used to duel.
Yeah, I would.
Stupid thing.
It was so good. You Aqua Ring and... So next after that came Colosseum on March 22nd, 2004. Now, what Colosseum was a little bit different. It kind of had a story mode, and it was not good. I didn't like it. Does anybody else remember Colosseum?
Didn't we play that at your place at ISU?
What was it for?
It was for GameCube.
No, I don't remember playing it.
I think we played that at ISU, didn't we? I went down and visited you when we played Colosseum.
I don't remember.
I know we played one of those games over there.
Yeah, well, what Colosseum, it gave you... It tried to do a story mode, like it did with the Game Boy games, but on a better console, like a home console. But what the problem with that was, I don't think they did a good job at all. It was a real trite story, and it really pinholed you into things.
Oh, really? The story was trite?
Yeah. Imagine that, right? So after that, September 9th, 2004, Fire Red and Leaf Green came out, and that was Reduxes?
They were good.
They were good. It essentially did Red and Blue again, but upgraded graphics, upgraded just everything.
Didn't they have the new Pokemon too in there?
They did. After you beat the Elite Four, they allowed you to catch more Pokemon than you were able to, like the Johto Pokemon. Yeah.
I remember how it was interesting how it happened. Like they migrated, or it was like a huge thing that happened.
Yeah.
What it was in the, that happened in the game exactly, but I remember that huge thing, and I was like, "This is awesome." Yep.
And yeah, I remember I played the crap out of it because I was like, "Oh man, childhood!" And this was it took those old games that gave you the Kanto region in full colors on the Game Boy Advance, so it was all full color and let you see everything. Like, oh, this is what it was supposed to look like instead of a giant blob. And then came Emerald in May 1st, 2005, which combined Ruby and Sapphire. Damn it.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, right? And you loved Emerald.
Emerald. Dude, Rayquaza was awesome.
Rayquaza. The flying dragon. No, flying dragon?
Yeah, it was flying dragon. With extreme speed.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. I started actually getting a little mad when Emerald came out. I was like, why am I buying everything? They're just gonna come. Like, this was the point where I realized I'm finally old enough to realize, holy crap,
finally clicked.
I'm just dumb.
I'm still gonna buy it though.
Yeah. And I did.
You had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good going through the same areas, Ruby and Sapphire, but again, just upgraded stuff, but a little bit better story. You got the best of both games into just one. October 5th, 2005, Pokemon XD, Gale of Darkness. This was kind of a sequel to Pokemon Colosseum. It came out on the GameCube. And, again, it was bad.
I haven't even heard of that until right now.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
It followed the, like, oh, you can catch them. It's kind of like an RPG, full 3D, Colosseum, or Stadium Battle style. But this was like shadows in their hearts. Got to purify the shadows in their hearts. Then you can capture them.
Is that when they introduced Dark?
This doesn't sound fun.
No, it wasn't. So we're going to keep going. So in 2006, between September and October and November, Mystery Dungeon and the Ranger series started. What the Mystery Dungeon was you played as a Pokemon, and you kind of played an action RPG. Really? Did anybody ever play the Mystery Dungeon?
They played that. They came out with another set of those later, didn't they?
Yes, and they kept coming. There's more coming. Still.
I never got into those.
No. I tried one game once, and I could not do it.
I was like, oh, hey, Pokemon.
I mean, it
that's
sounds
kind of
fun. I never...
It does, but it's like you do one Pokemon. You are one Pokemon, I guess, and you attack things on the screen kind of like Diablo style, I guess you could think. It's not good. Again, it's like they're trying to just keep riding on the popularity of this. But
you probably can't kill them. They faint and it does not become fun.
Yes. And then the Ranger series. What the Ranger series was you went around as a Pokemon Ranger saving Pokemon. And it was not fun.
What, just a mobile Pokemon Center?
Yeah.
No, you're a Pokemon Ranger.
Come on.
Yeah, but
huh? Come on. You're Ranger. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Well, that's Charmander. Oh, yeah. His tail lights everything on fire.
He does.
The Squirtle Squad prevents forest
yes.
fires.
Oh, yes. They do. So then, April 22nd, 2007, Diamond and Pearl came out. This is over 10 years after the Japanese release of Pokemon, but a little under 10 years for the American release. But what Diamond and Pearl did was, this was for the DS, and what it did was it upgraded the graphics again, obviously new system. Kind of a 2.25D. It added a little depth to everything, instead of just giving a flat sprite. And it was full color, full graphics as much as it could, new sprites, and it kind of introduced weather as well, weather effects.
Oh, with drift blame and stuff like that.
Yeah, it snowed in certain places and it rained in certain places, and those would come and go every once in a while. That was kind
of
new.
I didn't have a DS when this came out,
uh-huh.
And I was kind of getting tired of the Pokemon thing at that time.
How dare you?
I know.
You're a jerk. Why is he here?
I didn't get it.
Right.
And then I turned around and got Platinum later.
Did you, Ashley? Did you play Diamond and Pearl?
Oh, yes. I played Diamond.
You played Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the legendary Pokemon? It was Palkia and Dialga. Did you like how they... Because this is when they started to go kind of more of a god creation, time and space. Like,
we haven't mentioned it in a while, but this was really cool in the anime, actually. We
stopped
all,
watching
everyone
the
stopped
anime
watching
after,
it but me, yeah. apparently. No, because that's when they introduced... what's her face that you like?
Mei?
Yeah.
No, that was in Ruby and Sapphire.
And it's the other girl.
Yours was Mei.
And it's the other
and
girl.
And Diamond and Pearl.
Dawn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my bad.
That's when they introduce her. I can still think of the Diamond and Pearl theme song to the anime.
On our way to surveillance.
No.
Not only was that not it's not even the right song.
So yeah, I stopped playing the DS Pokemon games, but I was watching the anime series apparently.
Well, like you said, you picked up Platinum.
I did.
But that came out almost 2 years later. But Platinum was a combination of Diamond and Pearl. Just like every other Pokemon did this. That came out March 22nd. And those are the same. You can catch both Dialga, Palkia. You got to do new stuff. Blah, blah, blah. I played Platinum, too. I think we both did.
Didn't I just have it out earlier?
You did.
Yeah.
We were checking
But I like the God Legendaries.
I really like
Dialga
story.
More than Palkia. Dialga was the one that stood up, and Palkia was the one on
kind of
fours.
Kind of hunched over.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, they kind of reminded me of dinosaurs in a way. And I was like, this is weird. But
see,
it's kind of cool.
With video games with me, or just anything, I'm huge into story. And then when they start...
going to space.
Yeah, when they start going to space and being like, oh, well, he invented Pokemon. This Pokemon right here invented Pokemon. Like,
I guess that part was really dumb. Yeah.
Like, what? I liked the Mew was a genetic father to things. Like, okay, I can kind of... Well, all right. And then they were like Arceus and Dialga and Palkia, and they fought. And Giratina. The huge thing with Platinum was Giratina, which was like...
He was cool, though.
He was Pokemon. Cool, but it was like the... What would you say? The mediator between the time and space?
Yeah.
Between Palkia
and
Dialga.
Exactly what it was
supposed
to be,
yeah.
I believe.
So, like, it just started getting, like, real. I don't know. Like, Jesus Christ.
It was
stop
cool
at some
in the
point.
Way
it's getting real.
Yeah.
It's getting too real.
And now you're going to start telling me what I'm thinking. Stop.
Okay. I liked how it went from dinosaurs, like, it was like, oh, the beginning, and then, that's how, I mean, we are, it's like dinosaurs, they're the first, I like that aspect, but I don't like how they were just the creator of the other Pokemon.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with, these are really old-ass Pokemon, they're cool.
I would have been fine with that, too, but, well, they didn't go that way. So, like you were saying earlier, you had Soul Silver, you had played, no. Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out on March 14th, 2010. This one was, it was kind of like the Fire Red Leaf Green.
Oh, yeah, are you ready for it?
Yeah, right. It was Gold and Silver, just redone. And this one was really good, too. It gave us the old games completely redone, new graphics, new everything. And you also got to visit Kanto again, which was fantastic. It was a few years after the original game, so again, you got to see new stuff pop up. Like, they were older.
Sounds a lot like what we were saying back with Heart, or with Gold and Silver.
Yeah, it does. Well, we all bought
it. It's the exact same game. I'm a little
So, a rundown, if you're just joining us, is for the past 20 minutes, we've been talking about the exact same game.
It just keeps
getting better and better.
Yeah, it's been getting more colorful.
The longer you leave it there, it's bound to get better.
See, that's the thing. They are getting better, though.
Yeah.
Slowly. See, that's what we're going to get to. Because after Heart Gold and Soul Silver came Black and White. Black and White started with... this started on the, well, it was DS still, but it went to a full 2.5D. So it wasn't full 3D. You couldn't, like, walk around buildings and see all corners, but it really gave you a perspective of things. And then it also introduced a cityscape. The Unova region was based after New York. So that was brand new in Pokemon as well. You got to see a city, you know, you got to see all things like that. It wasn't just countryside and you're catching Pokemon. You got to see a lot of Pokemon that were like trash bags. And I did not like that. I think I was the only one that really played Black and White.
I don't think I played Black and White.
Right, I didn't play it. I trailed off again.
Right. Yeah. I would pick it up.
I think they started, what were the starters? I think they introduced new starters and I didn't like them. So I said,
I remember seeing it at an ASEN one time. They were introducing the starters and the new characters. And I was like, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Was it Tepig? I think it was.
Yeah, it was Tepig.
Yeah, it was Tepig.
Snivy. Which is the grass, and the water was Oshawott.
Yeah, that's when I was like, these are just getting dumb.
Yeah. Getting dumb, yeah, okay.
That happened a couple gens earlier.
Yeah, right.
No, I didn't like the previous ones.
Black and White is when it started, like, you can kind of see where they were trying to go with it, but they just still couldn't do it. But then after that came Conquest, June 18th, 2012. So we're getting a lot more recent.
Two games combined.
Yeah. Now what Conquest did was it took Pokemon, introduced it to a tactic style genre, and gave it a Edo period.
Yeah. Edo.
Yeah. Yeah. Edo period Japanese style.
Samurai Warriors.
Yeah, Samurai Warriors Sengoku. With Pokemon.
Sengoku Basara.
Sengoku.
Well, I mean, Samurai Warriors was the game, and Sengoku Basara was the anime.
Right. It introduced both of those to where you used your Pokemon, as warriors, but it was a tactic.
It was like a
style.
side by side. It was like your best friend. You only had one.
You didn't capture them in this. They were right by your side.
They had, I think, Spirit Bond or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gathered people that fought with you, not the Pokemon themselves.
It's a fight against Nobunaga.
Right.
I can't everything.
And I loved tactic games, so I really liked
Tactics. Yeah, we all did too.
Was it reminded me of Final Fantasy Tactics?
You did not? I would check it out for sure.
I have to.
Then Black and White 2, October 7th, 2012. Black and White 2 came out, a direct sequel. This is the first time that has ever happened in a Pokemon. Purely direct sequel. And
so this wasn't a remake of Black and White?
No, it was just a. And it did not change. Black and White 2 didn't really innovate anything. Obviously, it was just a direct sequel. They probably just tried to get people to play more Pokemon. But you can kind of see the direction they were going. And in October 12th of 2013, that's this year, came out Pokemon X and Y. A huge game changer, probably in the past however long it's been.
Since Platinum.
14 years. I would say 14 years. X and Y gave a brand new 3D feel to the game. Not just 3D, the gimmick, because it is for 3DS.
On a new console. Every time they did that, it seemed to improve the game quite a bit.
Yeah, it did. And I personally think it did. It lowered all the waiting time for, like, having to fight something or in a battle. It made everything more exciting. It made you want to travel around the area.
No.
Well, I did.
I hate Lumios.
Really?
I do not like traveling.
Oh yeah, Lumios City.
I like the idea of Lumios, but those rollerblades, they're really janky.
I don't like cities that are a circle and spoke pattern.
Well,
I'm afraid of tires. I have a deathly fear.
You scare me. They're scary.
The Kalos region, which is what this is based off of, is based after France. Lumios City has like an Eiffel Tower looking thing. It's actually a gym. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool what they were going at for.
Just beat it.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That's
spoiler.
Right.
Yeah, Ashley has
spoiler
one.
Alert.
She can talk
Brandon
about it.
Brandon doesn't even have the game.
Who needs it? I'll wait till
he's
going to
go out,
out
and buy this tomorrow.
It's genius.
Yeah. You'll.
Who gets
Actually,
Z in a year?
Yeah. No, not even a year. I give it 6 months. Before it pisses me off enough to where I have to buy it.
I'll wait for Z. I'll learn from Ben's mistakes.
With X and Y, what I loved about it when I just first started playing it, I was really hoping it would be a different game, and right off the bat, it started with it. It started with being able to catch these Pokemon that you wouldn't see until after Elite Four in another game. Did you ever see that with yours? Like, you were able to go out and you were able to catch, like,
Mr. Mime was, like, all up in my business. Like, I didn't even have
like at level
my
7
badge yet.
Yeah, you're, like, level 7, you're able to get, like, a Mr. Mm-hmm. Mime in the...
You get Absol really early, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's actually, I think, either before or just after the second gym.
Eevee's really early on in the game.
Yep. Eevee, I remember finding Eevee. And it's really cool because there's a lot of Pokemon in each area. And it's not just like a little amount in every little one, but there's really rare ones in every single area too. Like Eevee was one of them on, I forgot which route. I'm going to say 12, but I'm probably wrong.
9?
No, 9 numbers. Was the daycare.
Numbers.
Let's just shout numbers.
Yeah. 52.
B. 52.
I'm going to go closer to 9 and 12. So I'm going to say 10.
He's probably right.
But
he doesn't
right.
even have the game.
It is on the way to the stones. It's by all the stony areas.
Right before the stone, the little stone town.
So if you know what we're talking about, double back, get yourself an Eevee.
Get yourself an Eevee.
Check a couple of Eevees. I mean, there's like
And you know
50
what? Actually,
evolutions.
Before we even go on to this, if you want to play with us, like our Facebook, and we'll put our friend codes for you.
They need friends. They need friends.
I need a lot of friends.
Well, there's the Safari Zone.
Yeah.
There's a reason to add us as friends.
Go for it.
Ben has plenty of Absols, too. It's another reason.
Oh, dude, I got so many Absols. So, I got Absol for days.
I hate to talk about this because I haven't made it there. But the Safari Zone is different in this game.
Yes.
With each friend that you have on your friends list, they each have their own unique Safari Zone. And each Safari Zone then each has their unique type of Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Of which you can catch three of that type. The third one you can only catch after they beat the game.
Mm-hmm. And Elite Four. Not, I guess, game. Oh, but the Elite Four. Elite Four, yeah.
And the really cool thing is, if your friend is online, when you're in their Safari Zone catching their Pokemon, you can get hidden power or hidden abilities on the Pokemon as well. Yeah. So that's really cool.
And hidden abilities were in Black and White, since I was apparently the only one I played it. In Black and White, hidden abilities were just extremely rare to get. It was called a Dream World ability. And it was just, abilities were just like certain things a Pokemon had that would help it out in battles or something. And they were extremely rare to get. You could only get them once per cartridge. So like if you got an Eevee, you got a Dream World ability, you would have to choose what to evolve it into because you only got one. Well, now they're giving it, obviously it's still really rare, but they're giving it, it's more of a broader audience, you know.
You need to have a friend that has Eevees in the Safari
right,
Zone, yeah. Though.
It has to be a normal type. Right, right. I mean, not only that, but just everything in general about the game.
I've been fantastic. Hearing you guys play, and Wonder Trade seems like it's a lot of fun.
Oh, God.
Wonder Trade is brand new. Ben did amazing. Jesus. Wonder Trades.
Oh, I did. I mean, aside from the other boxes of Weedles I have. What Wonder Trade is, it lets you randomly put a Pokemon up. And then it matches you with another person that randomly put a Pokemon up.
Well, you choose. You choose the Pokemon. You just...
Yeah. You choose a Pokemon, but then it just chooses a random person around the world. And I stress around the world because I usually do it at night before I go to sleep. So I'm getting people from Japan, from France, from Russia even. It's pretty awesome. I have to admit. And half the time I can't read their name, but it's pretty awesome.
But most of the time you just get Pidgeys.
I do get, yeah. I get a lot of Caterpies. There's a rare chance. I've gotten like Charmanders and Squirtles. I've gotten a Fennekin, one of the starters. I've gotten real lucky. And with all the breeding I'm doing, running out of box space, I kind of just toss them up on the Wonder Trade. And, you know, Absols for everybody. Or Eevees, too. Eevees.
Ashley, you do Wonder Trades?
I haven't Wonder Traded yet.
Well, if you do, don't put up a Weedle. Please.
Oh, I'm going to put up all the Weedles because nobody cares about Weedle.
Actually, another aspect of the game was the Pokemon and Me. You did that, though, right?
The Pokemon and Me. Yes.
Pokemon and Me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Give them all those Pokepuffs rubbing their bellies.
Yeah. Which is kind of a French reference, the Ami part, which I believe means love. Don't quote
it's
me on that.
It's Gambit, mon ami.
Yeah. I have no idea. Go ahead and explain.
Yeah. So, in Pokemon and Me, you pick which Pokemon you'd like of your six that you would like to just play mini games with. You can pet their bellies. Sometimes if you rub their faces, though, they don't like that, and they give you, like, angry, like, hey, get off my face.
That happens whenever I touch Delphox's ears. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, Delphox does not like his ears messed with. But those are some big, beautiful works of art. I wouldn't want anyone messing with my ears if I had touched Delphox's ears.
Leave Delphox alone.
Yeah, Delphox is amazing. He has a wand. He shoots not only flames, but psybeams with those wands. That wand. He pulls it out of his sleeve, and he's like, ah, it's the best.
Pokemon and Me is just another chance to get closer.
Yeah, so you befriend them. You can make cool little faces at them, and they kind of respond. But sometimes you're sitting there, like, smiling, and they're like, you're not smiling. You're like, eh. Yeah, I'm smiling. I'm really smiling right now. Yeah.
I've seen them react sometimes, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Mm. It uses all the hardware on the 3DS. It uses the microphone. It uses the camera. It uses everything. Like,
that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So you probably should
Brandon,
I'm waiting for Z.
Yeah.
You probably should not insult them.
I just can't wait to rub Nidoking's belly.
And that's actually one of the coolest things, since I love Eevee. New evolution Sylveon with a new type of Pokemon, which is another huge change since the second generation of Steel and Dark, was they added Fairy.
Whoa.
What they did was they added Fairy, and it kind of balanced all the typing issues they had. Before, the Dragon type. So
that's
Dragonite, Gyarados, you know, all those.
Not Gyarados anymore.
Oh, yeah. I guess not.
Melodic.
they were all extremely powerful, and there was only two types that would be able to fight against it, and it was Ice and Dragon itself. Now, Fairy, what it does, not only is it super effective, and Dragon is not effective at all against it, they actually learn moves that reduces Dragon's damage for everybody, which is pretty cool. So it's a brand new counter attack against Dragon.
But nobody's going to use Dragon anymore now, so...
Yeah, I'm using Fairy.
Salamence is pretty cool.
Yeah, Salamence was one of the big ones. Was huge. Garchomp was enormous in competitive play. Sylveon, like, going back on the Fairy, Sylveon is one of those. And actually, you use the Pokemon of me to evolve Eevee into a Sylveon.
Speaking of Eevee...
Oh, Eevees.
You can train Eevees in the Super Trainer, which is
Eevees
newly added.
Meaning the extra stats given to a Pokemon, right? That one's really cool, too. Playing little mini games to boost their stats.
Punching the punching bag.
It's a lot easier. See, in previous games, what you had to do, like, competitive play, a lot of people train their Pokemon, like, they'll go out and they'll fight 200 Pokemon to raise one attack stat. And then they'll fight 200 more to raise their speed stat. Well, now you just play a bunch of mini games, and it's cool.
I don't understand, though, why, like, it's got the bottom bar with, like, your six, and then, like, some of them are, they're all bouncing, and some of them are, like, standing straight up, and some of them are, like, on their sides, like, bouncing.
Some of them are dead.
I've noticed that if they're bouncing up and down, that means that they have a bag that you can find with them. So if you swap them in and they punch on the normal bag, you'll find a bag.
I didn't know that.
And then once you find all the bags that they have, they'll go back to standing still. And then they're lying down when they haven't been out for a while.
Yeah, and then you hit them again. They like wake up and they're like, he's ready to fight.
Yep.
I'm like, cool, nice.
So if you're looking for that EV reset bag, go ahead and swap through all your Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh, I have like 7 of those right now. They're so easy to come by.
Everyone,
like, I've never got one.
Everyone listening hates you right now.
Yeah, seriously.
I have like 7.
You're dead. You're fired. So like we said, X and Y is just a huge game changer. There's so much about it. This is the first Pokemon I've been excited for since, geez, I don't know, probably Ruby and Sapphire, and that was a long time ago. And every Pokemon after that, I kind of just, I approached with hesitation. This one, I'm about to buy, I have X right now, I swear to God, I'm about to buy Y. Just to go through the game. Until Z comes out, right?
You didn't learn your lesson about it.
I don't want to delete my save, but I want to go through the game and have like a challenge to it. If anybody's heard of the Nuzlocke challenge, it's like, it's really cool.
Isn't that the Weedle challenge where you beat everything with the Weedle?
I want to know a Magikarp.
That's level impossible.
No, it's been done.
I'm kind of inadvertently doing the gym leader challenge.
Right, because you really like fire.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do the gym leader challenge in my game. I'm just going to make a pure ice party that competitively play. But like a Nuzlocke challenge is you have your base Pokemon, but if they faint, you have to release them. That right there kind of tells you, all right, can't screw up. But you can only catch the first Pokemon you come across in each area, and that's it. And if you run out of Pokemon at all, then obviously you lose. You gotta start over.
Like, I quit.
Yeah. So, what? Like, that seems
it's
really
just
cool.
Like, Badoof.
Yeah. I'll, oh. Yeah. Yep. I ran.
That's my first to go.
I ran into like 8 Badoofs in each area, but I really kind of want to do that for this game. Like, I just really like this game.
Ben is a masochist. I think we've learned from all the games we've played.
Yeah, right. So that ends the timeline. Ashley seems like she has...
I just remember something.
What's that?
It's just like, it kind of relates, but not to the timeline, but it relates to Pokemon in general.
Go ahead.
I remember I read a few weeks ago on Gamma Sutra, there was an article about how the...
On what?
Gamma Sutra.
Okay.
I have no idea what
that is. It's like lots of video game design, you know, related articles.
Okay.
Between
is that
design
with
the
G?
Games. Yeah, Gamma Sutra, not Kama Sutra.
That's what I heard.
So you were reading on Kama Sutra about Pokemon. Go on.
So on Gamma Sutra, this article was basically like, you know, how are all of the Pokemon conceptualized? So there is a team.
That's right.
A team of 30 artists, and they just constantly are pumping out Pokemon designs, and there's like a committee, and they take these Pokemon designs and they're all like, pass, fail. So essentially like 35 people were responsible for the keychain Pokemon and the ice cream scoop Pokemon.
What? Yeah, I kind of want to be on the committee just to break people's hearts. Yeah,
fail. Right? Like, fail. Super badass, awesome, like, dragon unicorn. Yeah. They're like, ghost... denied. Ice cream scoop. Oh, I'm really hungry. This is great stuff, Jim. Promotion.
Yeah, in Generation 5, which is Black and White, they literally had a Pokemon. It was just a vanilla ice cream cone.
When it evolved, it got extra scoops, though.
Yeah, and when it evolved, it turned into a double.
What's that one? The ghost steel? Ghost, the sword?
Hone Edge.
Oh, I Hone want a Hone cool. Edge. Really bad. It looks cool. Yeah. I mean,
there's, what is it, Trubbish?
Trubbish was Gen 5.
Was it the trash bag?
Yes, it was a trash bag. And its call was literally... Like, wow, thank you. That was so creative. I gave them that. Your committee Stop. Is just spot on.
Wait, is there a Pokemon that's a beard?
I don't know, but it'd be Brandon's favorite.
Fabulous mustache. It's a fabulous
mustache. There's Pokemon that have mustaches.
Nose Pass.
Oh, I forgot about Nose
Pass. Yeah. Nose Pass is a stone...
Psychic, wasn't it?
Is it Rock Psychic? I don't remember what it is, but it has a giant nose and a mustache. It looks like an Easter Island head. A little bit.
Oh, okay, I've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, and Hawklucha.
Oh, Hawklucha's
great.
Hawklucha is the new one. Gen 6, and it's a flying
Aztec
fighting.
Aztec luchador. Yeah, flying fighting.
Yeah.
Aztec
which
luchador.
Which is crazy. There's a lot of different types that we've never seen before either. Flying fighting, for one. Psychic fire was huge with Brazen. Water dark was another one. That one's Froakie, one of the starters you start with. And that's another cool thing.
Yeah,
well.
The combinations are getting really interesting.
Yeah, Hone Edge, Steel Dark, Steel Ghost, like that's cool. Yeah.
The biggest thing that I'm surprised you guys haven't said is Mega Evolutions.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Oh, we missed that. Yeah. You don't even have the game, and we missed
it. Yeah, I listened to you guys brag about this game. You should buy this. I'm good.
Well, see, I didn't bring it up because I have Y, which means I don't get the good Charizard.
No, you don't.
I have those. I do.
Which one's that one? Is that the Dark Flame one or whatever?
No, his Y is the Flying Dragon. It's just the regular.
You grow some extra wing flam.
Yeah, you grow some extra wing flam. Hey, you can fly 10 feet higher. Woo! I'm proud of you, buddy.
At least you have a permanent blue mustache. That's good.
Yeah.
Look, the Dragonfire?
Yes.
The Dragonfire looks so cool. And it's Dragonfire.
Yeah. It also has a permanent blue mustache.
Which, I believe, man, I always screw this up. Fairy is not very effective against fire, I believe.
No, it just isn't super effective.
Is it super effective?
It isn't super. It's just normal.
Oh.
Is it normal?
No.
I have a lot of fire type Pokemon. I should know this.
Yeah, you should.
I think it's just
normal
damage.
I have a
damage.
Lot of fairy Pokemon. I should know.
I think it's just normal damage.
Okay. Well, I know because Charizard looks real cool, too. It completely changes his scheme. I guess we should talk about what Mega Evolution is, actually. How about that?
Mm-hmm. But first, just want to mention how easy the game is with... Oh, here's a Lapras. Oh, here's a Lucario.
Yes.
Oh, here's some Rollerblades. Oh, you want an XP share? Oh, it's 80 times better than it ever was before. You should play with that and never put any effort into this game. Just have everything. We love you guys.
The game does give you a lot of stuff, including Pokemons that can Mega Evolve and their Mega Evolve Stone with it.
Yeah, you don't even have to go on a little mini quest or do anything for that. Just
there are some later.
Here's the awesome.
Because there's a lot of hidden Megas. And some that, if you don't want to be spoiled, like, go find on your own, because there are
a lot. I'm kind of hesitant of explaining the Mega Evolutions, because that's explaining the story.
It is.
So
we'll just say that there are battle-only evolutions that some Pokemon can do. And they've seen it. If they've seen a commercial, they've seen the Mega Evolutions.
Yeah.
But it comes with the cool ones, like Blastoise, Venusaur, Charizard, all get one. Gardevoir.
If you get the game, it might have already passed. If you get the game before now, our time, I believe, you get the Blaziken.
A Torchic with Blazikenite.
Yeah.
And that one, that one has a hidden ability, actually, which is one of the cool things.
Yeah, bigger, badder Pokemon.
Yeah. okay, enough about the timeline and talking about the game. I could go on for hours. But they also had a few board games, and by a few, I mean one.
I'm pretty sure there was just the one.
No.
Yeah, there was...
They had Pokemon Monopoly.
Oh my god! We had this on your
We played this, like, like a week or two ago, Pokemonopoly is the best.
Dude,
so great.
That is not a Pokemon game.
No,
it's not a Pokemon game.
That is not. That's what I said. Hold on.
But they changed it up. When you rolled doubles, you got to do crazy things. Like if you rolled. Now, like,
they went to Pokemon and be like, we need your permission to make this game with your stuff.
So okay. It is a Pokemon game.
Pokemon Monopoly is not a Pokemon game.
We had this
game.
Yes, in the car. We had
this
conversation.
It is because it altered the base rules of Monopoly.
Yeah.
When you pass go,
you collect
your Pokédollars.
Let's let them decide in the comments. Is Pokemon Monopoly a Pokemon game?
Just do it
if
until Zachy's wrong.
If you read the rule with the doubles, it changes the game
how
so
does it
dynamically.
How does it change the
so
game?
So dynamically. I stole Monopolies, okay? I stole, like, what, 3 Monopolies? In one game from rolling doubles. Because you roll a 12, and then you get to do a gym battle. So you basically get to roll, like, you and the person you're gym battling roll a d6, and whoever gets the higher roll gets the property in question. And I stole Monopolies. It was crazy. I mean, like, you can't...
Real fast, she said d6.
That's what we call it.
I was like, she said d6, just a dice. But...
No, yeah, there's D6. More than one type.
No, I know. Go ahead.
What? Okay. Well, so, I mean, like, you can't take a monopoly that's already in place, but when you, like, 2 properties are eaten up, and then you're like, oh, we're getting around the board, we're getting to the last properties, oh, it's going down, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna take that,
That is pretty cool, actually.
You know, Nidoking,
whatever.
I didn't
even know that, did I?
Mm-hmm. Pokemon You've Monopoly.
Been playing it wrong for years.
Yeah. Monopoly game.
And on top of those type of game, they also had a bunch of toys that
in any
I
case,
never really went to. But the
we
one
lost
board
the topic
game,
here. There was a real game. Pokemon board game, yeah. Which was actually a Pokemon board game. It was called Pokemon Master Trainer. And I actually had it.
I am the Master Trainer.
Unfortunately, I had it when I was too young and had no idea how to play the game. But I don't think it was very good. Unfortunately, I think the game was a little too complex for the audience that was going to be playing it.
I think so. Another board game that is not official.
It's quite official.
But is amazing is called the Pokemon Drinking Game.
And of course we have a drinking game.
Of course we have a
drinking game. Late night gaming.
It is late
night. We got
night.
Beers.
We
got Pokemon.
Let's, real fast.
Adulting.
What have you been drinking, Ashley?
I... have been drinking Longboard, a Hawaiian Island lager.
Is it actually from Hawaii?
Yes, it is. Wait, hold on, because I read this earlier. It is from the Kona Brewing Company, which is based out of Kona, Hawaii, Portland, Oregon, Woodinville, Washington.
Portland, Oregon.
Wow. Totally exotic.
Wow. Next up, Mount Wanahakalugi, huh? Finding Nemo,
hey,
come on.
Hey, yeah. They've only been around since 1994.
Wow, they're old.
Right? Oh, 94 was a long time ago, actually.
Yeah, that Pokemon's not even that old.
Oh,
how
Pokemon.
About we move to more manly things?
Go ahead, Brandon.
I'm drinking Guinness. I'm pretty sure it's from Ireland.
I love it. I drank a glass as well earlier. Zach?
I'm drinking Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Wow, it's a square.
It's a
staple. I've been having... Actually, I've had everything. I've had that Hawaiian beer. I had a bottle of that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a glass of the Guinness. And I actually just finished off some Jack.
This might speak to Ben's
character.
From your
tiny lady flask.
I hate you.
I've never seen a flask so small.
I'm trying to keep it civil, is what. So, along with this drinking game, though, what it is, it encompasses the original 150, and it has you go on an adventure.
Actually, I think the rules say only the 150
only
apply.
The 150.
Yeah. Rule number 2. This game only recognizes 151 Pokemon because fuck you, that's why.
Yep. And that is a rule, so you have to follow it. The adventure has you going around Kanto, the original 8 badges, and the Elite 4. Each space that you go through before each gym has something that would happen to you in the game. The first few spaces have stuff like you fight a Rattata and you lose. Finish your drink. Why did you lose to a Rattata? After the first gym, when you would normally go through Mount Moon and fight a lot of Zubat, there's a space that is surrounded by Zubats. And you have to roll, I think it's a...
5 or 6,
I think. 4 through 6. If you roll a 1 to 3, you have to stay on that space. Like, you can't get out of that space. There's so many Zubats.
Zubats, they're everywhere. Take a drink next turn. If you roll a 1 or 2, stay here and take a drink.
Yeah. So, and there's, I mean, that, God, I always get caught on that one. Zach, your favorite.
Favorite's an odd word for it. It's the SS Anne. I don't always land on it, but when I do, I stay there for a long time. Basically, the SS Anne is when you land on it, you roll two dice. The first dice determines how many turns you spend on the SS Anne, and the second is how many drinks you take each turn. It says, enjoy your cruise aboard the SS Anne. Roll a die, you lose that many turns aboard the luxury cruise liner. Roll again and drink that number during each lost turn.
Fun times.
Yeah, a lot of people definitely get ahead of you on that one.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different stuff. You have to go through each gym. Each gym has its own rules. And you have to stop on those spaces. You cannot skip them. You fight your rival. You go through Safari Zone. You go through the Rocket HQ. You go through Silph Co. Yeah, Silph Co.
What's the one with the ghost where you have to be quiet?
Lavender Town. There's a spot Pokemon where Tower. Yeah, where if you land on it, the remainder of Pokemon Tower, you have to be quiet. So that's always fun.
And then there's even the one inside where you have to tell a scary story.
Yeah, yep. There's the Safari Zone. Did I say that one? There's a Safari Zone, and then you have to catch legendaries. You have to fight your rival, or the Elite Four, and your rival. And all of those you have to stop on, and each one of those, it's like, ridiculous. You have to roll a four. And if you don't, you drink, and you stay there, and it'll get you messed up.
Yeah, it's probably the most intense drinking game you play. There are so many
waterfalls, finish your drinks.
Yeah, there's a lot. Electrode, I think. You self-destruct.
Oh, everyone
finish your drink. Missing No.
Oh, yeah, Missing No. While the Missing No appears, roll three times, get a five or six, and you continue. If not, you glitched, restarted balance. Just like real life in the game.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, this is probably the closest board game Pokemon has ever gotten to the game itself. So I would suggest playing it.
How can they get it?
We got it by just Googling Pokemon drinking game.
We found it on, I think it was Reddit. When we went from there, we got the picture, and then we just blew it up onto a poster.
Yeah, we printed it out at a giant print shop. Yeah, IU print shop. And we had a giant board. We laminated it. So if we spilled anything, which always happened, it wouldn't get ruined.
I think there's also an app, isn't there? There's an app where you can play the Pokemon drinking game on your phone.
There is an app, with four players.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. For sure.
We'll definitely have it on the sidebar so you can take a look at it.
That's all we have for you guys this week. As usual, special thanks to Otaku Hobbies in Cherryville and Creative Comics in Griffith, Indiana, our local comic and game shops. And like usual, check out your local comic and game shops as well. Be sure to check out our Facebook or Twitter. Send us any requests or questions that you guys have for us. LateNightGamingCast@gmail.com. And join us next week as we talk about spooky stuff.
Too spooky.
Game of the week next week will be Zombie Dice. And we'll talk about, video games, board games. Zombie Dice is definitely one that we like playing. It's a fun game. And hey, let's talk about zombies. Because zombies.
Left 4 Dead, bitches. Yeah. Left 4 Dead.
Hopefully, Brandon will not be here.
Thank you, Ashley, for joining us on this one.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Hopefully you're not too afraid to come back.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, she wants more Misty's Cloister.
I will.
God. My God.
Misty's Cloister promo card out here. I'll keep on coming.
Keep on keeping on.
I
was waiting for you to finish
that one. I couldn't think of a replacement word quick enough.
All right, guys. So join us next week. And remember, keep gaming.
Talk about the things.
Whatever. It's one night. It wouldn't be too bad if this was actually moving on.
The bogey.
He weaves his beard. Did you know that?
He should. It would look a lot better.
You probably should. You know what it looks like?
What?
Misty's Cloister.
We can't say what it looks like. Apparently, we can't say what it looks like.
Oh, you're pretty, but you're real dumb.